Welcome back, everybody, to School Spirit here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew. I appreciate everybody joining us and tuning in today. I have a special guest for us, a little bit of a change of pace, if you will. Mr. Ryan Colburn, esteemed parishioner at St. Mary's in Temple, and a recent awardee, recognizee, what is the right word, awardee?
I would say award.
Yeah, awardee. Of the Saints and Scholars, at the Saints and Scholars Gala that the diocese hosted just a couple weeks ago, Ryan was recognized for all of his great work at St. Mary's. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're going to talk a lot more about the school and the environment in the parish itself. So, Ryan,
great.
Thanks, man.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Tom.
So, first and foremost, introduce yourself to our 2.5 million listeners.
Awesome. Hello, everybody. Well, as Tom already said, my name is Ryan Colburn. I'm a parishioner, not a longtime parishioner, but about a six-year parishioner at St. Mary. And I've been in the Temple area for that same period of time, mm-hmm. moved up here from Houston after retiring so that I could be close to one of my daughters and mm-hmm. her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you in Houston, you were...
I was in banking.
Yeah.
I completed a 35-ish year career in banking when I retired there in 2018.
All right. Are you still doing financial counseling kind of stuff?
Not really. My banking career was commercial,
okay.
I was not providing individual advice. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't trust my own advice, and so I have
edit that part out.
Yeah, no, I have a team that supports me and my own personal.
I hear you.
But I did initially primarily commercial real estate finance.
Oh, okay,
and then moved into a more broader management role. But it was more traditional banking.
35 years. What got you into banking? I just I know not really part of our topic here, but I'm just mostly curious.
Well, early on, in my junior high and high school years, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed and was blessed to be able to excel at math.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bent towards numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to the University of Texas in Austin, I think you've heard of that.
Hook 'em.
I found my interests in finance while I was getting a bachelor's of mm-hmm. Business administration, and I really enjoyed accounting and numbers and so when I graduated, that was a traditional, I say that, going into banking
mm-hmm.
through the credit department, credit training was a standard traditional entree into a career.
Yeah.
And so I was blessed to be offered a job there in Austin, was able to stay there and started my banking career there.
Okay. And you grew up in the Houston area, is that right?
Yes.
We
from fifth grade through high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were probably good at Monopoly too when you were young.
I don't know about that. I probably had trouble getting past Tiddlywinks because I'm not a real good follower of directions. So.
A tad of irony there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you've been now at St. Mary's for about 6 years now. And so came up here for family. Was there something particular that you drew you to St. Mary, or just it was proximity?
Not proximity, because I'm actually driving past a fine Catholic church now to go to St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It was a combination of the originality, and I say originality, the church dates back to the early 1900s,
mm-hmm.
actually late 1800s. And the architecture of the church, the beauty of the church drew me in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first attraction.
Yeah.
And then I really enjoyed getting to know and be around then Pastor Father Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And now even more solidified with Father Will. And, and so I just fell in love with the church. And then it grew from there in falling in love with the parishioners and the environment and everything that comes around St. Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Many of our Copper's Cove listeners will recognize the name Father Curtis as Father Curtis Wiedenfeld.
Yes.
And the whole Wiedenfeld clan grew up right here in Copper's Cove. So
that's right. That escaped my memory.
Father Curtis is a special place in a lot of our hearts for, anyway, for a lot of different reasons. But anyway, okay, so you started going to St. Mary and really kind of talk through the decision making and then in the calling, I guess, to your involvement. Well, let me ask it this way, rather. Did you get more involved in the church or the school first?
Initially, it was more involved with the church.
Yeah. And so talk through that calling and the decision making that you went through for that.
Yeah. So when I first joined the church, I kind of picked up where I left off in Houston, and that was being a lector and being a Eucharistic minister of Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, with my banking background, was on the finance council.
Okay.
And so I tended towards those comfort mm-hmm. zones, let's call them. And so that's where I initially got involved. Then I was asked to join the Knights of Columbus, which
mm-hmm.
I did,
mm-hmm.
and that got us even, got me even more involved.
Sure.
And then over time, I was asked to join the Pastoral Council, mm-hmm. which gave me a much broader view of what was going on in the parish, and it was at that point where I started to understand how important the school is as a ministry of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so things started coming together in my recognition and view of this of the school
mm-hmm.
as not just being a separate building right across campus.
Yeah.
It was an integral part of our being St. Mary's Catholic Church, integral part of our outreach and our mission.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just St. Mary's Parish, oh, and we have a school. It's the whole community associated to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So did Father Curtis ask you to join the finance council, or did that just something, a normal kind of progression?
He actually asked me to join the pastoral council.
Mm, okay.
And I'm not sure it's appropriate to say he asked me to join. I raised my hand.
Okay. Okay.
And he didn't decline. God bless him. And then through that, about the same time, then he was wanting someone from the pastoral council on the finance council.
I see.
And so then I went that route.
Okay. Okay. And are you still involved in both of those organizations?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm still on both those councils.
Yeah.
Haven't termed out yet.
It keeps you busy.
It does. And, but it keeps me engaged in a way of knowing and loving the church,
mm-hmm.
I really cherish.
Yeah. Yeah. So, then your first opportunity to begin work, at the school was presented when and how?
Well, I'm trying to remember if which came first,
mm-hmm.
but definitely my two granddaughters
mm-hmm.
were in a Mother's Day Out program, and the eldest was getting ready to transition into kindergarten.
Okay.
And that where they were going did not have a kindergarten program, and so I started spending time getting to know the school better,
mm-hmm.
and then I also spent some time introducing my daughter and her family to the school, and really trying to promote their consideration of St. Mary. They're not Catholic,
mm-hmm.
so they wouldn't necessarily that wouldn't necessarily be their default. And
sure.
And so those started coming together about the same time,
mm-hmm.
and then there was also some involvement from the finance council standpoint in understanding the school and their needs, their financial needs, because the church supports the school financially. So those three things were happening about the same time that I mm-hmm. really started getting engaged with the school.
Okay. Is there specific things that you do at the school on a regular basis, or are you just kind of, hey, Ryan, we need a... I mean, talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't have. I do not have a specific engagement or involvement. It ranges everything from helping out with the popcorn at lunch events. I help with sometimes putting the floor down in the gym and picking it up, and at various other general volunteer activities. I will raise my hand every once in a while and be a chaperone.
Okay.
Take that plunge in herding cats and be a chaperone, and that's always a joy.
My dad, many, many years ago, wanted to be a soccer coach for young kids. And he went to a coaching clinic, and they gave him a box with 14 ants. And they said, we're going to send you outside, and we're going to give you this box. And you have to keep all 14 ants on your 3-foot by 3-foot piece of concrete for 45 minutes. And if you can do that, then we'll give you a soccer team. I can imagine that chaperoning, you know, the young children at events like that is a lot like that.
And God bless the teachers there. They do it day in, day out. They do it with love, they're able to win, come out on the winning side. They certainly would be able to keep those ants.
Amen. Well. Yeah. Do you do work in the classrooms at all, or?
No, I've not. I've not been doing any help with instructional activities. It's mostly more just kind of sweat equity.
I love that.
Lifting, pushing, and moving stuff. And,
okay,
and yet it's just as enjoyable as anything else. And it's just as meaningful because it frees up school staff and teachers to do the things that they're
do what they're getting paid for.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what they're not having to worry about rolling out the floor and gym mats and things like that.
Yeah.
They can focus on the education of our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah. I have helped out here over the last couple of years with a connection point with the school and the kids, and that is when the school has Mass. The kids go to Mass Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And they provide the choir. The kids provide the choir, and they also are altar servers. But the school needs some assistance with setup. So I'm the sacristan for the church, and so I'll myself and some others will make sure that everything's ready to go, because the kids roll into school at 8, and then they're over at Mass at 8:15. And so that's been a big part of my I guess you call it my mission, my involvement too.
Yeah. And was that kind of the genesis for your recognition, you think? Or
I think that played a part in it. Sure, it was mentioned when the principal, Mr. Warfield, was kind of introducing me. He did mention that. And then just the broader involvement, I think.
If you're just tuning in, folks, to School Spirit here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network, I'm sitting with Mr. Ryan Colburn, who's a recent awardee by the diocese as part of the Saints and Scholars Program in their gala that they do every year. It was recognized for all of his efforts over at St. Mary in Temple, and I always try to make sure I get the right city name because you have many St. Mary parishes in our listening area. So St. Mary in Temple. And Ryan's talking about all of his involvement in the parish and the school itself and a little bit of the calling behind that. If you missed the first part of this or you just want to go back and listen to this again, we will rebroadcast this on Sunday afternoon at noon, and then the following week it'll be up on our website under the schedule tab where you can download it, take it with you, listen to it, share it with other folks, get them tuned into your favorite Catholic radio station. So anyway, back to Ryan. What kind of advice would you give to other parents and other parishioners, not just at St. Mary, but across our listening area and across the diocese, about the importance, the need to be involved, either with and or the parish and or the school?
Certainly. Well, a parish or a school is, I state the obvious, it's much more than a building. Mm-hmm. And it is a community in and of itself. So we have a combined community between the school and the church, but we're in relation, mm-hmm. and relationships are important. And the only way to really build meaningful relationships is by working side by side, having some common goals, and so getting involved and understanding the needs and figuring out where you can help as little or as much as what you can do, mm-hmm. is so extremely important to institutions like schools and like churches. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I would say you're not only helping the school or the church, whichever, mm-hmm. or both, but you're certainly helping yourself, because you are developing relationships, and that's really what the Lord has called us to do. Have a relationship with Him, but also have relationships with our fellow Christians.
So, as you've been involved in the school specifically, have you seen your granddaughters now are what grades?
I have a third grader and a kindergartner.
Third grade and kindergartner. Right. So how do they? What's their reaction to seeing Granddad on campus?
I'm pretty sure they would say they really enjoy seeing me on campus. They were so we have a routine on Tuesdays and Thursdays that I walk into school with them and take them with their mom or their dad, mm-hmm. take them to their class, and then I go to church, and then my daughters then come with their classrooms to church, and then we'll have mass together, mm-hmm. and I think they really enjoy that. I know I do. I just cherish that time to be with them. They were a little, so part of the award for the Saints and Scholars was that my picture was put on a poster and mm-hmm. and plastered around the school. Yeah. They were a little concerned about why my face was showing up as they walked through the halls.
Not the post office, kids.
Exactly. It took them a little while to finally understand why Pawpaw's face was posted up on the wall. But no, I their faces tell me that they enjoy seeing me around the school. And it's not just them. I see the same thing mm-hmm. from all the other parents and grandparents and relatives who are interacting with their kids and other kids. It's not just I've gotten to know many of their classmates mm-hmm. and their parents. And so, I think they enjoy it. Now, how long that will last?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother question.
That's up to God.
They probably are going to tire of it at least in a couple of years. Yeah. Definitely by high school. If I'm roaming around the halls of Holy Trinity and God bless that they're there, then they're going to ignore me, I'm sure.
Exactly. Classic teenagers. Yeah. What kind of impact would you say it has on them and their growth, their education, knowing that you and their parents obviously are so closely involved in what's going on in their school and in their parish?
Yeah, I think it's giving them the certainty of the importance of it, mm-hmm. Because of our involvement and then our interest, I think, builds theirs. I feel it has helped them view school, and they're still a little young to have gotten too cynical about it. But it's more more than just something to go to. I got to go to school.
Right.
It's really more. It's part of my life, and it's something that I enjoy. And they do truly enjoy going there. The friends they've made, their teachers, they love the learning that they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. I think they really really enjoy it.
So how has that then impacted your particular faith journey?
It's certainly strengthened it, and it's given me a greater appreciation of the importance of faith development and mm-hmm. faith growth outside or in addition to what you get in the pew. mm-hmm. and what you get from Father, that journey, that growth, that understanding needs to and can be bolstered by what goes on in the house, mm-hmm. the domestic church, and what goes on at a school like St. Mary, where they're being every month they're being given a virtue to focus on, or virtues, sometimes mm-hmm. more than one. They're given the why, and it's not just do this. It's here's why, here's mm-hmm. where it comes from, Scripture, mm-hmm. and so it needs to be reinforced in the family, sure. and as well as in the school.
Yeah. Any particular, I'll say, practices or anything like that that you have seen, even in the last 6 years or so, evolve or change in your own personal faith journey, you know, prayer cycle or whatever the case may be?
Most importantly, I think, is that I began, this was when Father Curtis was still here, so let's say 4 or 5 years ago, I began praying the office. And I'm not, I don't mean all seven offices
that's
within
that's the, an undertaking.
Yes, but definitely the office of the day, morning prayer, mm-hmm. And evening prayer and night prayer, and that has given me a routine,
yeah.
but it's given me a discipline around my prayer life that I did not have before. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of ad hoc praying, and so that has helped me greatly.
Mm-hmm. And has that manifested anywhere else? That discipline, that routine, and developing that and adhering to that. To that routine. Have you seen that manifested in any other parts of your life, whether it's with your immediate family or the broader family community itself?
Yes, it has. The church, since I had nothing to do with this, but since I started praying the office, when Father Will got here, he started having the divine office prayed in the morning,
uh-huh.
and in the evening in community at the chapel where we do adoration.
Oh, very cool.
It was a learning part for me, because
sure.
I had only been praying it individually, and now
sure.
it's in community. So it's manifested through that, and then it's also given me an appreciation for the discipline of daily reading of the scriptures of the mm-hmm. day, mm-hmm. regardless of whether I go to Mass or not, and listening to and reading reflections on on those on the scriptures.
Yeah.
So it's bled over into other aspects,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Awesome. So we got a couple minutes here left, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. So what do you know about, two-part question, what do you know about TIFA, and what are you telling specifically your daughter and your son-in-law, as well as other people within the community?
Sure. I know enough of TIFA to be dangerous, so I've been asking a lot of questions of staff,
mm-hmm.
Who are very knowledgeable about that, and it is another what I've told my daughter and son-in-law, and I tell anybody else, that it's another arrow in the quiver of making sure that anyone who wants to have a good Catholic education can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our parish's mantra. If you want to be a member and have your kid as a student at St. Mary, we will find a way to make that happen. And so here's one other way that's coming, not necessarily directly from us, but indirectly
right.
from input. So the first and foremost is apply. The application's
yep.
going on right now.
Right
apply.
Now.
Mm-hmm. It's the first year. We're going to see how this all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get in that line, and let's see what the demand is, and see how far the funds go.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to set the stage for additional growth in future years. There's a federal component that kicks in not this year but next year, not mm-hmm. not necessarily tied to TIFA, but so definitely make the application, come to the school, speak with the with the admissions advisors, find out what you need to do, and then we'll see how that goes. We're praying. We have capacity at St. Mary Catholic School, and so we're praying that this is going to allow even more attendees to join us.
Yeah, we have. This has kind of sort of been the theme for us here in School Spirit and here at the network writ large for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks or so, as we've talked to a lot of folks and Deanna Casey over at St. Mary, who's kind of, I guess she's kind of the point of contact for the parish and for the school. But and I know that, like you said, the application window has opened up, and this is another opportunity for me to put a plug in for the diocesan website, which has a really, really, really good rundown on the school choice bill and the aspects of it. And so if you go to csdatx.org, that's Catholic Schools in the Diocese of Austin, Texas, CS Charlie Sierra Delta Alpha. I messed that up. Let me start over. Charlie Sierra Delta Alpha Tango X-ray, csdatx.org. And that is probably the most comprehensive place outside of the comptroller's office, obviously, because that's the agency in the state of Texas that is controlling this. But the diocese has done a fantastic job of putting together this resource for all of our parents and grandparents and all of us. And I would encourage everyone to take a look at that. And really, if there are people that sit in the pews next to you, around you, in front of you, behind you, that have not yet still heard about this, and they're missing out. So csdatx.org. All right, Ryan, we got about a minute left or so. Any final advice or words of wisdom about being involved in the parish community?
Take the first step and come and have a tour, so you know, you see what all is going on. And when I say a tour of the school, or take the first step and come to St. Mary's Church, and Father's always around. Somebody will welcome you and walk you around. But just kind of develop a little bit of knowledge, and then just find some place that you can fit in and help. That's not too taxing, and don't think that it's too little. Mm-hmm. And then see where the Holy Spirit takes you from there. And I think you'll find it rewarding for everybody all the way around. It's a win-win, mm-hmm. Infinite win-win if you do that.
Yeah, I think far too often our Catholic mentality is to wait until someone asks us, and I'm going to encourage you to not do that. I'm going to encourage you to go get involved and be involved in your parish life and or the school that's in your area. So, Ryan, thank you very much, brother, for coming and imparting all your wisdom and sharing your little bit of your story with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
All right. And again, folks, if you missed some or all of this, we'll rebroadcast this encore presentation on Sunday afternoon, and you'll always be able to pick it up off of our website. And remember to put on the armor of God.